On a day when millions of Americans are experiencing more sweltering heat, President Biden is in Massachusetts to announce new actions to address climate change. He's visiting that state's last coal-fired power plant, which was shut down 5 years ago and is now being converted to supply underwater cables for offshore wind. Biden will talk up these kinds of clean energy transitions, but the White House says don't expect him to declare climate change a national emergency today, even though that's an action that many Democrats have been clamoring for. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez is now with us to tell us more. Hey, Franco.
Hey, Miles.
So the White House says declaring a climate emergency is still on the table in the future, but Biden won't do it today. What would declaring an emergency like that mean, and why did he choose not to do this today?
I mean, what it would do is allow him to use some presidential powers to put more restrictions on fossil fuels. He could put a stop to oil drilling, for example, and he could ramp up clean energy projects like wind and solar and things like he's talking about today. The White House says that an emergency declaration, though, is not off the table, but there are reported concerns that the president does not want to further antagonize Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who has largely stood in the way of Biden's climate agenda. You know, they think he might be still be able to agree to some smaller measures.
Yeah, how is the White House feeling about Manchin these days? Are they still holding out hope that he will kind of come back to the table on some of these climate negotiations that he walked away from last week?
Not very much. You know, they don't want to antagonize him. They really hope that he might agree to things like clean energy tax credits on wind and solar. But, you know, the White House has also made very clear that it's taking these steps because Congress won't act. And Manchin has repeatedly derailed the administration's climate agenda, you know, causing quite a bit of frustration across the administration, including at the White House. And Democrats and activists are really pushing the president to be more bold and to take bigger steps on his own.
Okay, so what kind of climate actions will the president announce today if he's not going to make this executive order on declaring climate change a national emergency?
Well, he's going to take some action against, you know, that sweltering heat, the kind that you were talking about earlier, you know, as well as energy bills. He plans to announce additional funding for a FEMA program that assists local communities facing extreme heat. He's going to issue some guidance on supporting a Department of Health and Human Services program that helps families with energy costs. And he's also expected to take some steps to boost the offshore wind industry. You know, the plant he's visiting today, like you said, makes undersea cables that will bring power from wind turbines in the Atlantic Ocean to the electric grid. So he wants to promote that.
And Franco, while we have you, I want to ask you about the latest NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll that was just released. It has Biden's approval rating at 36%, which, you know, is the lowest that I believe that we've seen it hit so far. And that's due largely to a drop in support among Democrats. Can you talk a little bit about this new result and what it means for Democrats heading into the midterms?
Yeah, it's really not good. You know, and being that, it's largely due to Democrats. You know, while 75% of Democrats approve of the job Biden is doing, that's really low for a president's own party. It was never that low, according to the poll for Trump, for example, including after the January 6th riots. And it's also, in today's poll, it's a 9-point drop among Democrats from last month. In addition to the, you know, falling support among Democrats, Biden is also hurting among young voters. Just 5% of young voters say they strongly approve of the job he's doing, and that's on par with a lot of Republican voters. And you mentioned the midterms, you know, it's clearly not a good sign for Democrats, but, you know, congressional Democrats do appear to be outpacing Biden's numbers. They expect to lose the House, Democrats that is, and they are very much in danger of losing the Senate as well. But they're hoping to kind of stem the damage by painting Republicans in the extreme. And one example right now that's animating Democrats is the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. So really a lot to watch for.
Franco Ordonez is NPR's White House correspondent. Franco, thank you so much.
Thank you, Miles.